Holy and loving God, as we enter into this time of transformation, may our hearts open up to the great and purifying reality of your love. Be with us in the wilderness and enter into the depth of our being through the one who goes before us and with us, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning. It's such a blessing to gather with you on this first Sunday of Lent and also in the past week on Ash Wednesday to gather with many of you in the tender moment when we remember the preciousness of life and the intimate space of the heart and the ways in which we are connected to the world around us in such a beautiful witness. Lent feels a little different this year, or maybe the world through which we are moving, in which we bear witness to the season of Lent, feels different. The pace of change is faster and maybe accelerating. And maybe Lent is becoming a little more like it once was, a time in which the world was reorganizing itself through the great work of the human heart amidst great change. And if we feel this fast pace in our lives, in our hearts, in our worlds, then the Gospel of Mark is probably a good fit. The Gospel of Mark is always fast paced. And it says many things without the details in the other Gospels. And today, in one short passage, it recounts the transformation of Jesus, the baptism, the heavens opening up, the heavens even tearing apart, the Spirit descending, the voice speaking directly to Jesus, revealing Jesus' true identity of love and good favor. My Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driving him into the wilderness with 40 days of temptation. And from this total encounter and purification, the time then has been fulfilled. A new script has been written and prepared and embodied in Jesus the Christ, and the ministry of Jesus has begun. It is a rite of passage with an old way of being breaking down and a new one being created. And as we follow Jesus into this wilderness story and into this season of Lent, our own lives are being rewritten in this new script, even when we hold on so tightly to what is familiar. We enter into our own wilderness in Lent, letting go of our old identities and surrendering ourselves to the power of creation, drawing ever closer to the intimate love of God and discovering in relationship with God that we are being reshaped into this totally new script. Lent feels like one of the most radical moments in the church calendar. I think it's radical because we are offered a radical message, an invitation through the risen life of Christ that begins in the passion, the phenomenon of the cross, the resurrection, and the sending at Pentecost. We are invited to make a radical intention and surrender what we think we know every year more profound for a deeper relationship with the God who urgently calls to us. I once was visiting the Mojave Desert and encountered the wilderness there in Joshua Tree National Park. I was traveling by myself. It was hot, over 100 degrees. And though I had no hiking companion, I really wanted to go for a hike on one of the beautiful trails and explore this incredibly beautiful bare landscape. I was coming from Maine, where there is a lot of rock, but it's all covered up mostly by moss and tree and shrub and understory, and you can't see it as well. But here in the desert, The ancient geology of the earth was exposed, and then these elegant shapes of the Joshua trees speaking to me with all of creation. I wanted to experience it and walk alongside it. And so I went to the ranger station and asked for advice about hiking by myself. And he said, yes, just take all the precautions. So I packed lots of water, and I left a note on the dashboard of the vehicle which I was using with the time I was leaving and starting my hike, and then the name of the trail I intended to follow. And I started early in the day. And so I followed the trail, and I was again coming from a landscape where trails are blazed with paint and they're clearly marked in the northeast, and you can kind of see where you're going all the time because there's markings on rocks and trunks of trees. But here, it was just the piles of stones, the little cairns that tell you you're still on the trail. And I followed them one after another until I realized I didn't see anymore. And I looked behind me and around me, and I wasn't quite sure if I was on the right trail anymore, but I was on some trail. It was perhaps an old miner's road that had been used, and it was now increasingly overgrown. But I followed it thinking it would go somewhere, since it was at one time a road. And then it became increasingly blocked by rocks and boulders, and I realized it was not wise to continue to follow it. I looked at my water bottle, which was nearly empty because I had been drinking quite a bit of water. And I paused to think about what to do. I could feel the heat pressing on me and the sun bearing down. And I prayed. And I finally decided to turn around and carefully, prayerfully, and calmly retrace my steps with a lot of prayer until I would, I hope, recognize something familiar. And so I did that step by step, thinking about the note I'd left in my car just in case I didn't make it back, and also calculating the time that I would have to spend if I didn't make it back before someone found my note. Eventually, to my relief, I did see a little pile of rocks indicating the trail that I had left before. And slowly, I came out of the trail and returned to my vehicle and breathed a sigh of relief, found some more water in the car, and took a rest and paused to say a prayer of thanks and gratitude and to consider the power of creation that I had experienced. The presence of a great force that could overwhelm, open, and purify me. I was in awe, especially as I considered Jesus in the desert, whose experience was far beyond anything I could imagine. I have felt the same power in other places, in the deep woods of northern Maine, where it's equally easy to get lost, in the dense understory, in the vast wilderness of Alaska, and in the ocean. And in our story today, our gospel story, the very heavens break open. They're torn apart as the Spirit descends upon Jesus. And we realize all creation is swept up with us in this great story. And our world around us is being torn apart. And our human hearts are as well. We are swept up in a great confrontation, deep revelations about our world, our nation, our systems, and our very selves. We're waking up each day to uncover and process layers of reality and truth about perhaps invisible but systemic injustice and oppression, the legacies of generations before us, slavery and colonialism, the domination of marginalized ones, and especially our role, even as we carry these stories within us. And so, in the book of Genesis this morning, we remember the covenant that God gives to Noah and humanity and all creation. I'm establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal on earth. And then the rainbow in the heavens becomes the sign of this first covenant that God makes with humankind and all creation, speaking to us of the presence of God and the power within us and among us and through us. I think if God is speaking through rainbows, then this tender ancient island of Kauai is telling her own story and has become the very realm of divine encounter, as we witness so many beautiful cascades of color through the sky and the clouds, scripture and earth coming together. We live on a covenantal island. God's promises are revealed right here. And I wonder, as we are blessed by this open space of creation moving through us, if we have a special calling to listen and see and bear witness and open our hearts, even if our hearts are breaking. Maybe we can break open to our own belovedness. The Bishop Nicholas Knisley writes in one of his Lenten reflections, "We are so small," he says, "and yet, for some reason, we matter so much to God." And so at this tender opening to this season of Lent, this journey into the wilderness of our hearts and into the wilderness of the world, may we open our hearts together to this place in the days and months ahead, facing the uncertainty and holding the world all around us, and entering in to the deep intimacy we share with God and all creation, knowing that each one of us is intimately loved and known and named and guided and called. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.